Have you ever wondered what Satan actually looks like? Scripture calls him a serpent, a dragon, even an angel of light. So which is it? Well, when the devil appeared to Padre Pio, the answer was unsettling. All of them. According to the well-known exorcist Gabriella Morth, the devil would appear to Padre Pio in many forms. Sometimes as a terrifying black animal, like a cat or a dog, trying to fill him with terror. Other times he came in more subtle ways, as young women, provocative and seductive, performing obscene dances, testing his chastity. But Padre Pio said the most dangerous attacks were different. They came disguised as something holy. The devil would appear as Jesus, as Our Lady, even as Saint Francis, trying to deceive him. In one of his letters, Padre Pio wrote, "The devil does not want to lose this battle. He appears in many forms." So, does the devil even have a true form? Father Amorth explains, "Satan is a pure spirit. He does not have a corporeal substance. Therefore, he is not represented to us in a fully comprehensible form. It is the same for him as for the angels. If they wish to appear to men, they must assume characteristics accessible to us. The devil is always pure spirit, but to reveal himself, he takes on aspects which can be most provocative and harmful: fear, seduction, deception. One can say that, in his essence, Satan is much uglier than we can even vaguely imagine." Think about that for a moment. If God is infinitely beautiful, then the one who chose to distance himself completely from God must be the exact opposite. But here's what Padre Pio wanted his spiritual children to remember. Never let yourself be overcome by fear. Stay close to the sacraments. Each time you receive Jesus in the Eucharist, he said, you are given new strength to combat evil. He also said, the devil fears humility, for it is the virtue most closely aligned with Christ. Stay small, stay humble, and he will flee. If Padre Pio's wisdom speaks to you, hit subscribe and join us each week here at Following Padre Pio.